MrMacBible.com, Genesis Coloring Bible, Book 4, Every Verse, Chapters 18 to 21. God comes for lunch.
What? For lunch?
Genesis 18, verses 1 to 21.
There's Abraham.
The Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked and saw that three men stood near him.
Is that Jesus?
Hold on, you'll see. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself to the earth and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, please don't go away from your servant. Now let a little water be fetched, wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. I will get a piece of bread so you can refresh your heart. After that, you may go your way, now that you have come to your servant." They said, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hurried into the tent of Sarah and said, "Quickly prepare 3 seahs of fine flour, knead it, and make cakes."
Oh, cake!
Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a tender and good calf and gave it to the servant. He hurried to dress it. And he took butter, milk, and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree, and they ate.
So who are these three men?
Hold on, you'll see. They asked him, the three men, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" He said, "There, in the tent." He said, "I will certainly return to you about this time next year. And behold, Sarah, your wife, will have a son."
A son? Oh, is that Isaac?
You're kind of excited today, aren't you?
Oh, I just love this story.
Well, Sarah heard in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing.
Yeah, she's an old lady now.
Yeah, she's almost 90.
Wow.
Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, will I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?"
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Will I really bear a child when I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you when the season comes round, and Sarah will have a son." Then Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "No, but you did laugh." The men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom.
Oh, Sodom! Dum da dum dum.
Abraham went with them to see them on their way. The Lord said, "Will I hide from Abraham what I do? Since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed in him."
He's the Lord.
Yes. Then he said, "For I have known him to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, to the end that the Lord may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him." The Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is grievous."
Uh-oh.
"I will go down now and see whether their deeds are as bad as the reports which have come to me. If not, I will know."
Ooh, this is serious.
Killing the righteous.
Killing the righteous?
Genesis 18, 22 to 33. The men turned from there and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord.
Where did Jesus go?
He's that light in front of Abraham.
Oh, okay.
Abraham came near and said, "Will you consume the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous within the city? Will you consume and not spare the place for the 50 righteous who are in it? May it be far from you to do things like that, to kill the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be like the wicked. May that be far from you. Shouldn't the judge of all the earth do right?
Oh, Abraham's upset.
Remember, Lot and his family live down there.
Oh, no.
The Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place for their sake.
Oh, good.
Abraham answered, see now, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord, although I am dust and ashes. What if there will lack 5 of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all of the city for the lack of 5? He said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there.
45?
He spoke to him yet again and said, what if there are 40 found there? He said, I will not do it for the 40's sake.
Wow.
He said, oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak. What if there are 30 found there? He said, I will not do it if I find 30 there.
Only 30?
He said, see now, I have taken it on myself to speak to the Lord. What if there are 20 found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the 20's sake.
Down to 20?
He said,
oh, not again.
Oh, don't let the Lord be angry, and I will speak just once more. What if 10 are found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the 10's sake.
10?
The Lord went on his way as soon as he had finished communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Ooh, here we go. Entertaining angels.
Genesis 19, verses 1 to 13. The two angels came to Sodom at evening. Lot sat in the gate of Sodom.
Good old Lot.
Lot saw them and rose up to meet them. He bowed himself with his face to the earth and he said, see now, my lords, please come into your servant's house. Stay all night, wash your feet, and you can rise up early and go on your way.
Oh, what a nice guy.
They said, no, but we will stay in the street all night. He urged them greatly, and they came in with him and entered into his house. He made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate.
These angels like to eat food.
Yeah, they do. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house, both young and old, all the people from every quarter.
They're surrounding the house.
Bang, bang, bang. They called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came into you this night? Bring them out to us, that we may have with them. Lot went out to them through the door and shut the door after himself. He said, please, my brothers, don't act so wickedly. See now, I have 2 virgin daughters. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them whatever seems good to you.
He's gonna do what?
I know, this is a horrible scene. Only don't do anything to these men, because they have come under the shadow of my roof. They said, stand back. Then they said, this one fellow came in to live as a foreigner, and he appoints himself a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them.
Oh no, Lot's in trouble.
They pressed hard on the man Lot and came near to break the door. But the men reached out their hand and brought Lot into the house to them and shut the door. They struck the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door.
They're struck blind, and they're still trying to find the door?
I know. The men said to Lot, do you have anyone else here? Sons-in-laws, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it.
Oh my. Run for your lives!
Genesis 19, verses 14 to 22. Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters, and said, "Get up! Get out of this place! For the Lord will destroy the city!" But he seemed to his sons-in-law to be joking.
Oh, this is no joke.
When the morning came, then the angels hurried Lot, saying, "Get up! Take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of this city."
Lot's got to get out of there.
There isn't much time. But he lingered, and the men grabbed his hand, his wife's hand, and his two daughters' hands, the Lord being merciful to him, and they took him out and set him outside of the city. It came to pass, when they had taken them out, that he said, "Escape for your life. Don't look behind you, and don't stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed." Lot said to them, "Oh, not so, my lord. See now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown to me in saving my life. I can't escape to the mountain, lest evil overtake me and I die. See now, this city is near to flee to, and it's a little one. Oh, let me escape there. Isn't it a little one? And my soul will live." He said to him, "Behold, I have granted your request concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I can't do anything until you get there."
Well, that did it.
Yeah, they're off and running.
Yeah, they're pretty panicked.
You think? Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar.
Here comes the fire.
Genesis 19, verses 23 to 38. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and on Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of the sky.
Oh my! Run, Lot!
He overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew on the ground. But Lot's wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
She became salt?
Yeah, she died.
Oh my! Why did she turn back?
Abraham went up early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord, and he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plain, and saw that the smoke of the land went up as the smoke of a furnace. When God destroyed the cities of the plain, God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the middle of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot lived.
So much fire.
Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he was afraid to live in Zoar.
Yeah, he just kept running.
Yeah, he lived in a cave with his two daughters.
Wow. So Lot's wife is gone? And the two men that were going to marry the daughters, they didn't come with him?
No, they're all gone. The firstborn said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there's not a man in the earth to come into us in the way of all the earth.
Come, let's make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve our father's family line."
They're gonna do what?
They made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she arose. It came to pass on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger,
"Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let's make him drink wine again tonight. You go in and lie with him, that we may preserve our father's family line."
Oh, this story is terrible.
They made their father drink wine that night also. The younger went and lay with him. He didn't know when she lay down, nor when she got up.
Lot is not doing well.
No, he's not. Thus, both of Lot's daughters were with child by their father.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the firstborn bore a son and named him Moab.
Moab? I've heard that name before.
He is the father of the Moabites to this day.
Oh, the Moabites.
The younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the children of Ammon to this day.
The people of Moab and the people of Ammon.
And we'll see the Moabites and the Ammonites in the stories of the battles of Israel later on.
Okay. Kidnapped again. You mean Sarah?
Genesis 20, verses 1 to 18. Abraham traveled from there toward the land of the south and lived between Kadesh and Shur. He lived as a foreigner in Gerar. Abraham said about Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister."
His sister? Not again.
Yeah, again. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream of the night and said to him, "Behold, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." Now Abimelech had not come near her. He said, "Lord, will you kill even a righteous nation? Didn't he tell me she is my sister?"
Yeah, he did say that.
"She, even herself, said, 'He is my brother.' I have done this in the integrity of my heart and the innocence of my hands." God said to him in the dream, "Yes, I know that in the integrity of your heart you have done this, and I also withheld you from sinning against me."
Oh, that was good.
"Therefore, I didn't allow you to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. If you don't restore her, know for sure that you will die, you and all who are yours."
Oh, wow.
Abimelech rose up early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ear. The men were very scared.
Oh, yeah.
Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us?"
"Yeah, Abraham, haven't you learned your lesson?
How have I sinned against you that you have brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? You have done deeds to me that ought not to be done." Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you see that you have done this thing?" Abraham said, "Because I thought, 'Surely the fear of God is not in this place. They will kill me for my wife's sake. Besides, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. When God caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, 'This is your kindness, which you shall show me. Everywhere that we go, say of me, he is my brother.'" Abimelech took sheep and cattle, male servants and female servants, and gave them to Abraham and restored Sarah his wife to him. Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you." To Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, it is for you a covering of the eyes to all that are with you. In front of all, you are vindicated." Abraham prayed to God. God healed Abimelech and his wife and his female servants, and they bore children. For the Lord had closed up tight all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
What a story. The 90-year-old mother.
Genesis 21, verses 1 to 14. The Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac.
Oh, it's baby Isaac.
Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him?
Oh, he's crying.
Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. She said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age. The child grew and was weaned. Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had bore to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this servant and her son, for the son of this servant will not be heir with my son Isaac.
Oh my.
The thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight on account of his son.
Oh yeah, Ishmael's in trouble.
God said to Abraham, don't let it be grievous in your sight because of the boy and because of your servant. In all that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for your offspring will be named through Isaac. I will also make a nation of the son of the servant because he is your child. Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a container of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and gave her the child and sent her away.
Where will they go? Hagar and Ishmael.
Genesis 21, verses 14 to 34. She departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. The water in the container was spent, and she put the child under one of the shrubs. She went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about a bow shot away, for she said, don't let me see the death of the child.
Poor Ishmael.
She sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. God heard the voice of the boy.
They're crying.
The angel of God called to Hagar out of the sky and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Get up, lift up the boy, and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went, filled the container with water, and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew. He lived in the wilderness, and as he grew up, became an archer.
Oh, bow and arrow.
He lived in the wilderness of Paran. His mother got a wife for him out of the land of Egypt.
Is that Abraham hugging Ishmael?
Yeah, he is Abraham's son.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore, swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son. But according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me and to the land in which you live as a foreigner. Abraham said, I will swear. Abraham complained to Abimelech because of a water well, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this thing. You didn't tell me, and I didn't hear any of it until today. Abraham took sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech. Those two made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. Abimelech said to Abraham, what do these 7 ewe lambs, which you have set by themselves, mean? He said, you shall take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand, that it may be a witness to me that I have dug this well.
Oh, like a contract.
Yeah. Therefore he called that place Beersheba, because they both swore an oath there. So they made a covenant at Beersheba.
Beersheba!
Abimelech rose up with Phicol, the captain of his army, and they returned into the land of the Philistines.
Ooh, the Philistines. That's where Goliath is from.
Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. Abraham lived as a foreigner in the land of the Philistines many days.
Wow, living with the Philistines. Is that such a good idea? Wait, what's happening here?
We find out in Book 5. The Lord's angel called out to him from the sky and said, "Abraham, Abraham!"
Oh no!
Book 5 begins with Genesis chapters 22 to 25. Or read all of our books on MrMacBible.com.
I will.